Army Corps of Engineers lockmasters keep track of every vessel that passes through each lock along the Mississippi River. Last year, less people passed through the locks on recreational boats than they did in 2010. Commercial traffic was slightly down as well. But lockmasters did note more vessels categorized as other were traveling along the Mississippi River. This includes federal government boats, light tows, and dredge vessels. Mike Tuohy is the president and CEO of Waterways Council. He says it was a difficult year for the commercial shipping industry in terms of volume. Tuohy says there was heavy rainfall and flooding along the Mississippi and unplanned lock outages during the harvest season that delayed traffic.
We're relying on a very ancient system that was put in place long before World War II, and we need to modernize it to be competitive in the economic global marketplace.
Tuohy says improving the infrastructure will make the Mississippi River navigation system more reliable. He says project funding has been held up in Congress. President Obama has recommended investing in the nation's waterways systems through the American Jobs Act. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.